This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's devastated.
Oh. Wow. Did you put it in there? Did you Google it? We have breaking news. We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
This is gonna hurt him. I mean, everybody's been hurt today.
Spadil, you'll laugh at this.
Okay.
You'll laugh.
This is a pick-me-up for you.
All right.
Go ahead. You want to read it?
Golden Bachelorette premiere flops. Lowest ratings in the history of the franchise.
Poor Carson! He loves that show!
I refuse to believe
it. Nobody cares about Joan and Love. They don't care if old Joan gets a dude or not.
Not at all.
Nobody cares.
A flop. They called it a flop, yep. Carson. You're watching a flop.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like most of their content is them complaining about their prostates and going up and down bunk beds.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it is, but it also brings kind of a funny factor to it. I don't know.
Flop.
I feel like I'd get old.
Flop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
not good.
The other breaking news you had was about lemonade.
Yeah, I guess Coca-Cola makes this lemonade, the Minute Maid lemonade.
Yeah.
And it's called Zero Sugar. And they're having to pull it from the shelves starting this morning because they found out that it has the same amount of sugar as a McFlurry.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, from McDonald's.
Crap. I mean, that is like the biggest mislabeling. I mean, how is that even...
I don't know
how's
that
even
happens.
Legal.
Yeah, it says it has zero sugar, but there's 40 grams.
Okay.
That's so much.
You found the
God.
Story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I drink this.
Am I right?
We use this as a mixer.
You're 100% right.
Minute Maid
Zero Sugar Lemonade has been recalled after they were found to contain the regular formula of lemonade with 40 grams of sugar.
Well, no wonder I was fat. I'm going to sue them. I was using it as a mixer, and it's freaking 40 grams of sugar?
That's a lot.
Listen, there should be a lawsuit about this.
They really should.
I mean, seriously, I'm just consuming sugar.
It's so misleading.
I mean, think about it. If it had the same amount of calories or sugar as an apple, okay, that wouldn't be so bad. Okay, it's still false advertising. But we're talking a McFlurry.
Yeah.
A milkshake.
Wow.
It says it's 30 times the calories and over 20 times the total carbs of what it's supposed to be.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, but wait, I'm reading further. Oh, I'm reading. It's not all of them. It's only 13,000 cases. Okay.
Okay.
Still, how does that happen?
Yeah, that's being pulled. I feel like I had the 13,000 cases. Yeah. All right. I'm reading. All right. So I'm not as panicked. So you can still get it on the shelves that aren't mislabeled, but they mislabeled a buttload of them.
Oh, my God.
13,000 of them.
Cases.
Yeah. So
I could see that happening, though. You run them through the wrong line, at the wrong label.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's starting to soften the story up a bit. I liked it when it was dramatic.
As, sorry, but I just wanted to fix it.
I thought they were just naturally misleading people.
Yeah.
That's okay. I found out that Oprah never went to Crave Burger.
What?
Yeah. I guess I was wrong.
Oh.
It does look delicious.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
It's a pretty good one, though.
It is good. I thought
Oprah, them, I use it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Oprah came to Crave.
Oprah's favorite.
And I even say in the quote, according to Jamie White, this is Oprah's favorite.
That way.
That way you've got two disclaimers.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, Crave Burger is bringing us burgers. And I just went on their website. They look good. It's in Castle Rock.
I hope they bring us a Luther.
Vandross?
It's after. Luther Vandross is actually the guy who invented it.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why it's called the Luther Burger, but it's just a regular like bacon cheeseburger with glazed donuts as the buns.
Glazed donuts as the buns?
That's too much.
Yeah, it's good, dude.
Didn't he die?
He did. Yeah, I think he had a heart attack, right?
Whoa, all right. Can we stop this part? What the hell just happened? My God. What is going on? Everybody stop. This show. All right, anyway. I wanted to... Help me. Okay, let's see here. Mariah Carey has lost her mind, you guys. She has lost her mind. She was on a podcast, and she went ballistic about lighting and how it destroys her life. Here it is.
I can't with the overhead lighting.
Oh.
Why do they do it to us? Why? And I shouldn't even say us because it's not us. It's me. I'm the one that gets the most tortured by the hideous lighting in every... elevator, doorway, gyms. Mm. Not that I go to the gym, but I'm just saying. Whoa. It's hideous lighting.
The sun.
Yeah. I mean, the sun is okay if it's at sunset.
Yes.
And then I will gladly go outside and put the, you know, a little seconds. Hat on, yes. Or whatever, and that'll be pretty because it's sunlight caressing your skin.
Of course,
but it's bad for you, so you got to be careful of that. But overhead lighting, I don't think so, honey.
No,
please
no.
Stop it. Every place I go, I shut the lights,
15
turn
seconds.
Them out. I don't want to see them no more.
She doesn't like overhead lighting.
You know, in my lifetime. I think in my head, Mariah Carey is the biggest diva.
Oh, for sure.
Anybody ever existed.
Dude.
And I'm talking the Kardashians. I'm talking everybody. Mariah Carey in my brain is number one. If I think of the word diva and you got to define it, right there.
I watched the documentary and you should see it. She has an assistant fly to wherever she's flying before she gets there and sets up three humidifiers that are already getting her bedroom all humidified.
I did see that.
Remember?
Too. That's insane.
That poor girl, that assistant had to carry all those humidifiers, show up the day before to put moisture in the air for
and
wherever she's
really
landing.
Even has to be like at a perfect temperature.
Yeah. And didn't she like take sheets too and her own pillows and everything?
Did.
Yep. Diva.
Yep.
Yeah.
She is.
Oh my God. All right. Anyway, so Mariah Carey hates overhead lighting. It's a whole thing, I guess. I've never even thought of overhead lighting unless like we're getting a picture taken or something. But like, I don't think about it when...
On the day-to-day in an elevator?
I will tell you, the elevator overhead lighting makes your rings look amazing.
Yeah.
Like diamond shine in an elevator, like, woo, yeah.
Yeah, your watch, too.
Yeah, it looks good. All right, anyway. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour book is coming out. And it's going to come out on Black Friday. And they're saying that it's going to be insane. The book costs $40. And they're saying that we're never going to see any kind of book sales like this, except for the Bible, of course.
Yeah.
$40.
I think it's going to be huge, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of fans out there, and I guess they want to read about it. I'm assuming it's behind-the-scenes stuff from the tour,
right? Yeah, it's a picture book.
Is she going to be talking about, is there a chapter called Travis?
I don't know. Travi?
The Travis era.
It's like a picture book. It's 256 pages. It's actually priced pretty well, I have to say. $40 for 256 picture, glossy, you know. I thought like she, you know, she could get like $120 out of those suckers.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Swifties would pay anything for that.
So I think she at least didn't gouge everybody. So that's good. Watch out for that. And I think every person on the planet, little girl, boy, even Carson, for example.
Yeah. They'd pay.
He's going to have that as his coffee table book.
Sure.
I mean, it's going to go great with my friendship bracelets and everything.
Yeah. Remember when he was making those bracelets?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, what are you doing in here?
That's right.
I'm going to the Swifty concert.
Gotta go all in.
Well, book's coming soon, buddy.
Yep. Sure is.
Merry Christmas.
Put it on my list. All right. Let's see here. What else the Victoria's Secret show was last night. It was on Amazon Prime, and people are outraged by it. They hated it. It's supposed to be an outrageous night, and it was, but it was the opposite way. It was a woke night.
Yeah.
And they had transgender models, which, whatever, no problem with that. But I guess that's not the, you know, what they usually do. They also said that there were like really frumpy people in pajamas.
Yeah.
And that they didn't do the sexy stuff that they... I mean, there was a lot of sexy stuff, but not the outrageous, like, oh my God, what is she wearing?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see it, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't go into Amazon Prime to look at this thing. But, I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, you can go too far in one direction that you start to alienate the core, the audience for yourself, and that seems to be what happened here.
Yeah, like the plus-size models and stuff like that. Listen, I look at those girls because they don't look like me. I don't want to see me on a runway in this.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
And I'm a dude. I don't want to see me.
I mean,
you get that?
All these people are in magazines because they're not us, and it's fantasy, right? Yeah. That's what Victoria's Secret is like that fantasy thought. But, I don't know. I mean, I look bad, but, you know.
Yeah.
It didn't go well. It did not go well. Yep. All right, let's see here. What I said. Oh, yeah. Dancing with the Stars. They kicked off that couple that everybody. So there's this girl. She's a Sports Illustrated model. Her name is Brooke. She's hot as hell. And then there's this dude. His name is Gleb, which I cannot get funky with Gleb. That's just going to be hard for me to say.
Why did your parents name you Gleb?
I think it's like, he's from a different country.
Yeah, I think he's Swedish, isn't he? Or something like that.
That sounds
still. Gleb. I think it's a common name there. Yeah, Norway, somewhere like that. Because it's very common over there.
Yeah. Oh, he's Russian?
Yeah, he's Russian.
Crap, I did
Russian.
All that for nothing.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
That's
so
close enough.
They were kicked off the island last night, and everybody's happy about it. The viewers did not vote for her and him because they were openly macking out and stuff.
Yeah, I think you keep that on the show.
I do too.
That's entertainment there. Mm-hmm.
I still feel bad for Tori Spelling. She was the first one kicked to the
ground. Yeah.
That was sad.
Yeah, poor Tori. She can't seem to get a break, can she?
No.
That Tori Spelling.
I went like
all
this.
All those kids.
Oh my God, I know. I was like, I texted her. I was like, hey, Tori, why the long face?
You did not text her. Why the long face, Jamie? Oh. I mean, I'm assuming you probably have her number, but you did text her that.
Yeah, I did. Why the long face?
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet.
I can't wait for that burger. I'm craving the Crave burger.
See, there you go.
All right, when we come back, we're going to play you an interview that we did earlier this morning, and this is with a young man by the name of Payne. His dad fell ill on a, his mom is with him, too, that they fell ill on a trip. They were on a cruise, and they're in Copenhagen now, and dad's in serious condition. They're trying to raise money to get him back here to the U.S. He is from right here, Inglewood, Colorado. We'll play you that interview that's got all the details of how you can help out. We'll do that for you coming up next here on the program.
BJ and Jamie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank God.
All right.
So
all
much
right,
going
right.
on.
Yeah. It's been a busy day.
What are you, Matt? You, McConaughey?
What do you mean?
All right, all right, all right.
All right. All right. Gotta go. It's a Wednesday already.
I know. That's crazy.
Weather's about to change, folks.
Yeah.
They say cold for the week. Well, not cold. Cooler. Cooler for the weekend. Possibly even snow in Castle Rock.
Maybe. I have to go back out to the cabin today. I didn't know it was going to get cold. I have to put antifreeze down my toilet.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
What do you do that for?
Because, so the pipes don't break.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. It's the cabin.
Yeah, not my house.
Yeah. Because if you did it in the house, it'd be gone.
No, it's the stuff that you put in campers.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Thank you to everybody. You just heard that interview we did. If you went to GoFundMe and pledged some money to help get this guy, Guy is his name. If you helped to get Guy home, then thank you so much. And if you haven't yet and you plan to do it, then thank you for that too.
Yeah, okay. And so you can go to our BJ and Jamie, it's posted at the top, or you can just go to GoFundMe and look up Guy Matlock, M-A-T-L-O-C.
It'll pop right up, yep.
Crave Burger, thank you.
Yeah, very nice.
Delicious.
Right?
Good stuff.
Yep.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.